Chapter 9, Eye for Integrity. Job, David, and others were commended for their integrity, Job 2, verse 3, 1 Kings 9, verse 4, and Genesis 20, verse 6. And the writers of Psalms and Proverbs, in particular, place great emphasis on the importance of this characteristic. But what is godly integrity, and how do we develop it? Structurally sound. A building is said to have structural integrity if it will not bend, break, or collapse under its own weight or the weight of any load it is required to bear. A structurally sound building is designed so that even if one part is damaged, it does not lead to an entire collapse. In the same way, a person shows integrity if their faith and values do not waver or buckle under pressure. It is an outward demonstration of faith and steadfastness when faced with trials and temptation. Within our ecclesias and wider community, we should be supporting each other so that if one brother or sister's faith is shaken, those around them form a network of support and help restore their faith. Faithful examples. When he heard that King Darius had forbidden the worship of anyone or anything but himself, Daniel's faith was not shaken. He refused to let external pressures influence the way he worshipped God or prevent him from doing the right thing. Daniel did not presume that God would save him, though he certainly believed that he could, but continued to pray at his open window 3 times a day, knowing that consequences of doing so was death. His resolve was firm, and he was determined to serve God and not man. Daniel's integrity was rewarded by God. First, he was saved from the mouths of lions, but more importantly, he is listed in Hebrews 11 as a man of faith who will inherit the kingdom of God. We may not be faced with a den of lions or presidents plotting our demise, but we are often faced with external pressures that question our integrity. How often does our desire to fit in with those around us tempt us to compromise our integrity and morals? Do we pause a conversation in a staff room or office in order to give thanks before lunch, or are we embarrassed to draw attention to our faith? Are we honest and thorough in every aspect of our work, honoring our earthly master, or are we tempted to cut corners? Do we break copyright and traffic laws because others do and we think we can get away with it? There are so many opportunities to demonstrate our faith, to preach the gospel, and to serve God, but we miss so many of them because we care too much about what the world expects and don't want to appear unusual or overzealous. We want to fit in. Our integrity is put to the test in the face of intense trials. The death of a loved one, failing health, financial struggles, the emotional and physical impact of war, terrorism, and crime, the pain of rejection, all these can have such a bearing on our emotional and spiritual well-being that we may question our faith, doubt God's love or even his existence, and say or do things that are not right. Job knew what it is like to lose loved ones, to suffer great pain, and to be rejected by others, and to lose everything. The emotional trauma he experienced must have been crippling, yet he held on to his faith. He refused to curse God and die, Job 2 verse 9, and was commended for being a blameless and upright man who held fast in his integrity in spite of adversity, verse 3. Can the same be said of you and me? Building a wall. Our faith is like a wall, each brick uniquely crafted from experience. If we spend time getting to know and understand God's values, our bricks will be fashioned from the fruit of the Spirit and will be held together by a desire to love God and each other. The more time we spend with God's Word, surrounded by those who desire to live in ways that please Him, the stronger our wall will become. Conversely, if we spend our time in the wrong company, absorbing bad morals and ungodly thinking, our bricks will be made of these things. Our walls may be strong, but it will not be pleasing to God. We know from the parable of the wise and foolish men that unless we build on the rock of God, our wall cannot stand. The psalmist writes, "He alone is my rock and my salvation, my fortress. I shall not be greatly shaken." Psalm 62, verse 2. Defending our wall. We may feel that we are building a strong wall of faith, with God as our firm foundation, but even the strongest walls can crumble in a storm or be torn down in battle. How prepared are we to defend our wall? How will we repair any broken sections? How can we strengthen our defenses so that our integrity is not compromised? Consider Nehemiah and his men, whose sole concern for many days was to build a physical wall around Jerusalem. They were under constant pressure from those around them to stop building and endured ridicule which threatened to destroy their morale. Sanballat and Tobiah, along with the Arabs, the Amorites, and the Ashdodites, plotted against Jerusalem to prevent the wall from being rebuilt. Nehemiah 4, verses 7 and 8. It comes as no surprise that Nehemiah's first response was to pray. Verse 9. He then set up a guard, stationing the people along the wall, clan by clan, armed and ready to defend. Verse 13. Finally, he reassured the people, saying, "Do not be afraid of them. Remember the Lord, who is great and awesome. Our God will fight for us." Verses 14 and 20. We see a strong parallel between the wall they were building and our own wall of faith. Taunts and pressures, trials and temptations were inevitable, and so we must be prepared to defend that which we are building. Our first line of defense is prayer. God wants us to succeed in growing our faith and will help us to do so if we ask Him. Sometimes, though, the best way for our faith to grow is for us to weather the storm and fight the battle, for we know that genuineness of our faith, its integrity, will be tested by various trials. 1 Peter 1, verse 6, so that we may be perfect and complete, lacking in nothing. James 1, verse 4. In these circumstances, we must make sure we are able to defend our faith both internally, against hopelessness, doubt, and other emotions, and externally, against peer pressure and worldly standards. The whole armor of God. Paul tells us that we defend our faith by taking up the whole armor of God, that you may be able to withstand in the evil day, and having done all to stand firm, stand therefore, having fastened on the belt of truth, and having put on the breastplate of righteousness, and as shoes for your feet, having put on the readiness given by the gospel of peace. In all circumstances, take up the shield of faith, with which you can extinguish all the flaming darts of the evil one, and take the helmet of salvation and the sword of the Spirit, which is the word of God. Ephesians 6, verses 13 to 17. I encourage you to consider how each element applies to your own life and to think about any pieces of your armor which might require repair. No soldier would choose to go into battle with parts of his armor missing or damaged. Why should we treat our own armor any differently? How will we stand upright, retaining and defending our integrity in the face of trials, if we have not kept our spiritual armor well oiled? Our God will fight for us, but we have to do our part. Working together. When Nehemiah set a guard over the wall of Jerusalem, he stationed the people in clans or families, each defending a different part. Half of them worked, while the other half stood guard. Nehemiah 4, verse 16. God has set us in families or ecclesias for the same purpose of working together to build and defend. Each priest repaired the section of the wall opposite his house. Chapter 3, verse 28. Each had their own part to build, and together these formed a much larger wall. We, too, are building something greater than our own small wall. Our lives and faith are connected with those of our brothers and sisters. Structural engineers have to ensure that a building will not collapse when one part of it is damaged. If you have ever played the game Jenga, you will know that to remove a block from the bottom results in collapse. The bricks above have nothing to support them. However, if the tower is a little wider, constructed of interlocking bricks, it remains upright even if a block is removed from the bottom, since the bricks above the hole are supported by those on either side. The wider the construction, the greater its capacity to hold together and the better its structural integrity. So it is that by building together, we support each other. When trials strike, heavy blows and temptations eat away at our faith. On our own, we might collapse, but with the support of our brothers and sisters, we can bear them. When cracks and holes do appear in our wall, as inevitably they will, this need not herald the destruction of our faith and integrity. We all make mistakes that we later regret. Peter denied Christ, even though he was adamant that he never would. David committed adultery and engineered the death of an innocent man, then spent months in denial. When times like these arise, we should not lose heart. Instead, let these moments of weakness serve to remind us that we need continually to dig deep into God's word, to make new and stronger bricks, and to oil our armor so that we are better ready to defend our faith in future. And when we see our brothers or sisters struggling to repair their own wall, we should support them, read with them, pray with them, and for them, and help them to rebuild that which has been broken. At the end of it all, having endured all manner of trials and temptations, and having had our integrity tested to the limit, may we all be able to finally say, I have walked in my integrity, and I have trusted in the Lord without wavering. Psalm 26, verse 1. Questions and suggestions. Can you think of a time recently when your integrity was put to the test? How did you fare? Could you have acted differently? 2. Has a desire to conform ever caused you to compromise your integrity? 3. Do you show integrity in the small things? 4. Is your armor in good repair? What one thing could you do this week to strengthen your spiritual integrity? 5. Is there someone who you know is struggling to maintain integrity and to remain strong under pressure? How could you support them?